This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The UN General Assembly on Thursday elected the United States to the Geneva-based Human Rights Council more than 3 years after the administration of former President Donald Trump quit the 47-member body over what it called chronic bias against Israel and a lack of reform. The United States begins a 3-year term on January 1st, pitting Washington against Beijing and Moscow, who began council terms this year. U.S. President Joe Biden took office in January, pledging human rights would be the center of his foreign policy. His administration has not shied away from criticizing China or Russia on that account. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield said Washington would initially focus on, in her words, what we can accomplish in situations of dire need, such as in Afghanistan, Burma, China, Ethiopia, Syria, and Yemen. And of course, Burma is another name for Myanmar. Gunfire in the Lebanese capital of Beirut killed several Lebanese Shiites on Thursday. Authorities say the attack was aimed at protesters in a demonstration called by Hezbollah to demand the removal of a judge investigating last August's port explosion. They accused that judge of bias. Local television footage showed bullets bouncing off of buildings and people running for cover, scenes reminiscent of Lebanon's 15-year civil war that ended in 1990. The army says protesters were targeted as they passed through a traffic circle in an area that divides Christian and Shiite Muslim neighborhoods. It says shooting began from the Christian neighborhood and spiraled into an exchange of fire. You can find more on that story at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pakistan International Airlines, or PIA, on Thursday suspended flights to Afghanistan's capital, Kabul, over what the state-run carrier alleged was heavy-handed interference by the neighboring country's ruling Taliban. The suspension came on the same day a Taliban Transport Ministry statement warned it will stop PIA flight operations between Islamabad and the Afghan capital unless the airline reduces ticket prices to the levels that existed before mid-August when the Islamist group took control of Afghanistan. The statement also ordered Afghan Airlines Cam Air to reduce fares on the Kabul-Islamabad route to previous levels or face a halt to their flight operations. A PIA spokesman told VOA Thursday that the decision was taken due to inappropriate behavior by the local administration and inadequate conditions for flight operations. And by the local administration, he was referring to the Taliban. PIA officials have complained that their staff in Kabul have faced last-minute changes in regulations and flight permissions and, quote, highly intimidating behavior from Taliban commanders. They allege the airline's country representative had been held at gunpoint for hours at one point and was freed only after the Pakistan embassy intervened. Taliban officials have not yet commented on the allegations leveled by PIA officials. A new report released by the U.S. military this week revealed that amid chaos at the Kabul airport, there was an attempt to hijack a commercial evacuation plane. The account provided little to no detail about the attempt, with no mention of or a date or a specific aircraft. It did, however, further explain widespread chaos at the Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul that took place after Washington announced its military withdrawal from Afghanistan. As thousands of people rushed to the airport in late August, hoping to leave the country as the Taliban rapidly claimed control, more than 100 people were killed by a suicide bombing. And the U.S. House of Representatives Select Committee probing the deadly January 6th assault on the U.S. Capitol building is set to vote Tuesday on adopting a contempt report against Steve Bannon, a longtime advisor to former President Donald Trump. Bannon was scheduled to appear for a deposition before the committee Thursday. His lawyer had said earlier this week that his client would not be complying. He cited ongoing objections by the former president as well as instructions from Trump's lawyer. Lawmakers, 7 Democrats, 2 Republicans, all appointed by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, say they want to move quickly to pursue criminal contempt charges against witnesses who refuse to comply. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.